talk about the biggest conversations made of trustworthy ideas passionately connected to everyone. Let's talk on Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
In our headlines, President Zimande's COVID-19 test for visitors to Aso Villa. IPAC says Nigeria not yet ready for direct primary election model. FCT assures completion of Marybone Agricultural Project. Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes convicted of fraud. Stay tuned for details of these stories and more.
Politics with security.
Let's talk about the biggest conversations
made of trustworthy ideas
passionately connected
to everyone.
Let's talk
on Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
Is a priceless asset. Maintain high personal and environmental hygiene. Good morning. My name is Bivan Magoni with the news in detail. First, to the presidential villa where new directives have been issued to visitors and cabinet members wishing to visit the city of Bar, Abuja. Senior Special Assistant to the President on Media, Garba Shehu, discloses in a statement in Abuja on Monday. According to the presidential spokesman, all potential visitors will now be required to do a rapid COVID-19 test at the gate. He, however, assured that the kits will be issued free of charge. The statement explains that the new health directive is purely temporary in view of the recent spike in COVID-19 cases. He insisted that the new policy is in line with global best practices obtainable in many countries. The presidential aide noted that, though some exceptions have been made for a few leaders in government coming from outside the villa, they too are encouraged to undergo the test. The Director General of the National Agency for Food and Drug Administration and Control, NAFDA, Professor Moji Adeye, says Nigeria will not be a dumping ground for chemicals banned in other countries. Professor Adeye said this in a statement on Monday in Abuja by NAFDA's resident media consultant, Olushayo Akintola. The statement said NAFDA boss also explained that it was not true that 40% of the registered brands of pesticide products in Nigeria were banned or restricted for use by European Union. ZNAVDAC has stringent requirements of ensuring that any pesticide to be imported into Nigeria is on the market in the exporting country. The current free to sell certificate is authenticated by the Nigerian embassy in the exporting country. And in politics, the Inter-Party Advisory Council, IPAC, on Monday expressed support for President Muhammadu Buhari's withholding assent to the Electoral Act Amendment Bill. IPAC believes Nigeria was not yet ready for direct primary model of electing candidates by political parties. Speaking at a press conference in Abuja, IPAC National Chairman Yaba Gisani advised the National Assembly to immediately remove the contentious direct primary clause of electing party candidates for election and transmit the amended version to the President for his assent. Sani also warned the National Assembly not to allow the issue of direct primaries to affect other important provisions in the bill, especially the electronic transmission of results, which is said would strengthen the electoral process.
To accordingly acknowledge that as elected officials, the National Assembly and the executive arm should be rather more concerned about ensuring the integrity of the electoral process and how to reduce the cost of democratic practices and make our democracy more resilient.
Still on politics, the Director General of the Progressive Governors Forum, Saleh Lukman, on Monday condemned calls for the postponement of the All Progressives Congress's National Convention from February date. The DG, in an open letter to all the party's leaders in Abuja, warned of repeat of the 2019 Zamfara experience in case not taken. Lukman described the letter by Senator Oji Uzukalu to the APC National Chairman of the Caretaker Extraordinary Convention Planning Committee, Mimala Buni, calling for the postponement of the National Convention as illogical. The PGF boss, in his letter, warned his CPC chairman not to allow all his good work in the committee be destroyed, while calling on APC leaders to wake up to the responsibility of providing the needed political leadership to the country. Lukman said no one should imagine that agendas set in 2014 or 2019 are sufficient to respond to contemporary challenges which post 2023 governors will be expected to respond to. In the meantime, Rivers State Governor Nyesom Wike has raised concern over perceived federal government's indifference to the internally displaced persons situation in Benue State. Governor Wike made the remarks over the weekend when he visited Benue State Governor Samuel Tom in Makurdi. He said the humanitarian crisis in the state deserves adequate attention from the federal government. He stated that he would continue to stand with Governor Otom because he opposed the injustice being meted against the state as a result of the governor's principled position in defense of his people.
You have many people in other states. You have in Borno, you have in Yobe, you have in other. You have Federal Government said, this is what they're going to do, this is what they've been doing. What is the crime committed by the people of Benue? What is the crime committed by the governor of Benue State? Like I've said, you don't like me, I agree. But what is the offense of my people? They voted for you too. Benue voted for the president in 2015. Okay, for the sense that you voted for you, why not also extend after you have people like Akume, Wey, okay, for the sake of them.
The Federal Capital Territory Administration, FCTA, has revealed plans to ensure completion of various moribund agricultural projects in the territory. Mandate Secretary for the FCTA Agriculture and Rural Development Secretariat, ARDS, Abubakar Ibrahim, made the disclosure in a statement by the Deputy Director of Information, Zachary Liu, on Monday in Abuja. Ibrahim revealed that the FCTA Minister of State, Dr. Ramatu Aliu, gave him marching orders to take measures to ensure all the moribund agricultural projects in the FCT were revived. The secretary said completion of all the moribund projects would reposition the agricultural sector towards meeting the yearnings of FCT residents. Coming up next, we have business, foreign entertainment, and sports stories.
Politics with security.
Let's talk about the biggest conversations.
Made of trustworthy ideas.
Passionately connected
to everyone.
Let's talk.
Let's talk on Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
And now the business news. Business news.
Bringing our time to 7 minutes to the top of the hour. 7 minutes past seven, beg your pardon. The World Bank has projected that Nigeria may have one of the highest inflation rates globally in 2022, which, with increasing prices, diminishing the welfare of Nigerian households. The bank said this in the November edition of its Nigeria Development Update. According to the global financial institution, high inflation hampers the country's attempt to achieve economic recovery and erodes the purchasing power of most vulnerable households. The bank further highlighted the adverse effects of inflation on Nigeria, which includes pushing 8 million Nigerians into poverty and the possible disruption of consumption, investment, and saving decisions, amongst other consequences.
And now we bring you news from around the world.
News from around the world.
A devastating fire which swept through South Africa's parliament in Cape Town on Monday reignited just hours after it was said to be under control. Flames were seen billowing from the building's roof as firefighters tried to douse the blaze. The fire first broke out on Sunday and completely destroyed the National Assembly or lower chamber. Police have arrested a suspect who will appear in court today on charges of arson, housebreaking and theft. Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes has been convicted of defrauding investors after a month-long landmark trial in California. Prosecutors said Holmes knowingly lied about the technology she said could detect diseases with a few drops of blood. Jurors found Holmes guilty of four charges, including conspiracy to commit fraud against investors and three counts of wire fraud. She denied the charges, which carry a maximum prison term of 20 years each. Holmes was not taken into custody with no date confirmed yet for sentencing and a further hearing scheduled next week. She faced 11 charges in total and was found not guilty of four charges relating to defrauding the public.
Take it away with the
entertainment news.
David Bowie's estate has sold the publishing rights to his entire body of work to Warner Chappell Music, including hundreds of songs such as Space Oddity, Changes, and Let's Dance. The singer's estate said WCM now has global music publishing rights to his song catalog. Variety suggested the deal was worth upwards of $250 million, but the terms of the agreement were not given. WCM head Guy Moot said they were proud to be chosen as caretakers. Bowie died of cancer in 2016. He was hailed as an extraordinary artist and genius in a huge global outpouring of tributes from fellow music stars, including Sapo McCartney, the Rolling Stones, Brian Eno, and Madonna, amongst others.
And now, updates on the sports news.
President of the Nigerian Football Federation, Amaji Penix, says Venezia defender Tyrone Ewoye will join the Super Eagles camp in Garoua on January 6 ahead of the Africa Cup of Nations AFCON. Ewoye, who was initially not in the 28-man list for the tournament, was drafted in by interim coach Austin Eguavoen after injury to Cyprus-based defender Shehu Abdullahi. The defender has made 14 appearances since he joined Venezia on a season-long loan deal from Benfica this season. To end the news and a look at our top stories, presidency mandates COVID-19 tests for visitors to the Aso Villa. IPAC says Nigeria not yet ready for direct primary election model. FCT urges assures completion of Moribund Agricultural Project. Tirano's founder, Elizabeth Holmes, convicted of fraud. And that's the news on 95.1 Nigerian Voice, edited by Abayomi Akimbola. Don't forget, you can always send us eyewitness report as news breaks in your area. Send your report to 090-3285-1885. Follow us on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Abuja, Facebook at Nigeria Info Abuja, or visit our website www.nigeriainfo.fm or visit Google Play Store for our mobile app. My name is Bivan Magoni. Good morning and thank you for staying with us.
Politics with security.
Let's talk about the biggest conversations.
Made of trustworthy ideas.
Passionately connected.
Connected to everyone.
Let's talk.
Let's talk on the Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja. About the biggest conversations made of trustworthy ideas passionately connected to everyone. Let's talk on Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
Sundown and they all come out. Lamborghinis and they rented hummus. The party's on, so they're heading downtown. Everybody's looking for a come up. And they wanna know what you're about. Me in the middle with the one I love. We're just trying to figure everything out. We don't fit in well. We are just ourselves. I could use some help getting out of this conversation. You look stunning. Beautiful people, soft as diamond jewels.
sports station. This is the Morning Crossfire
with Femi D Live.
Now we're back on the Morning Crossfire.
This is Nigeria Info 95.1. You're listening to Morning Crossfire with Femi Live. The big stories that are getting reactions from different places and different sources this morning. Not leaving out, the messages that have come in. Three killed in Plateau. Lalong vows to sign death penalty for kidnappers. Lagos Blue, Red Lines, Rails, begins Operation Q4, says Samuelu. And then you'd also find of interest, Kano Lords NFC over establishment of Abia Cinematography Center. 2023, Southeast most qualified to produce Buhari's successor, says Ayim. Buhari, Ganduje, Kalu, Atiku, ACF, others mourn as Tofa is buried in Kano. Electro bill, Nigeria not ripe for direct primary. Other stories that are getting people talking this morning includes agitation. Ex-PDP organizing secretary calls for dialogue in the Southeast. And then you'd also find no rift with NAS over 2022 budget, says presidency. AstraZeneca vaccine boosts antibody levels against Omicron. That's according to a new study. ABC to share with Sunny, Kaduna 2023 governorship, not for comedians. Police kill one, repel attack on Imo Monarch's palace as well. Positive outlook for Nigeria's economy in 2022, experts say. Pressure mounts on APC leaders to shift national convention. And then you'd also find of interest as well, Imo crisis, anxiety over Uzodinma's strength to name sponsors. These and many more are part of the stories leading the way today, the 4th of January 2022. Let's listen to you now. Welcome back to the show. The numbers remain 0700-951-0000. Let's take your calls even now.
This is Morning Call Fire.
Good morning to you. Welcome to the show. Yes, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, dear sir. Same to you. Good to connect with you. Let's talk. What's your name?
Yes, it's Emmanuel from Woman Village.
Emmanuel from Woman Village. Let's go. What do you have to say about the headlines?
There will be no cow eating in the Southeast, right?
Oh, yeah. But,
yes. And you skipped one item.
Emmanuel, do you mind making an attempt to reach me back? I barely could hear what you have to say. Let's take another call now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Femi G.
Good morning. How are you today?
Yes, I'm good. And what about you?
I'm very well. Thanks for asking. What's your name, sir?
Okay, my name is Victory Ogonipiki. I'm calling from Abuja.
Victory, thanks for connecting with us. Let's talk.
Okay, from your report this morning, you said that one IPOB member was gone down. Yes, but I want to ask, how do they know that this person gone down was an IPOB member? Or do they... were they carrying the inscription, like a tattoo inscription, to identify them at an IPOB? Because I could recall on the 27th of December, in this platform you reported that army invade a community in Enugu in search of IPOB and gone down their leader. Then reaching on the 29th. On your newspaper report, fear grips Enugu community as herdsmen kidnap people. Then I began to ask, where are those acts that are gunning innocent people down? And were unable to identify those herdsmen that went in the same Enugu community and did their kidnapping. So the organization should wake up and stand on their ground, because if they insist on anything, being organized as an ancient and traditional representative of the region. I tell you, believe you me, it must surely end.
Okay.
No matter
Thank you so much. Let's leave it at that. Okay, don't forget, other people are waiting. Don't turn it into your own call that will make fill up the entire show, okay? But I appreciate your call. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, family. This is PC from Sleja.
Oh, good. PC. Let's talk.
Yes. My brother, you know, I'm from Imo State.
Okay.
And I do travel home. I have buildings there. And my brother is one of the top class warrior highlights in Imo State.
Mm.
This governor, I know your background, and we know your background. Who do you want to name now as terrorists? Because Imo State is a very peaceful place, and they were very cheerful. Even most of the people in the Southwest marry in Imo State. And then most of us marry in Southwest, like my legendary brother.
Mm.
He married in Ogun State. The three-star hotel owned by this man, because he married a Yoruba woman, have been vandalized. And I reported to the state command. They were demanding money. They don't even want to go. Then who are inside the state command there? Then what are which terrorists you want to name? When you have hoodlums, killing police, shooting police, burning police station. And these are people who are robbing. You can't leave your house in the village. Before you come back, they have finished whatever that is there. Because of hunger, no work, everything there is inflected in the village. You can't go there in the rainy season. The cultivate cannot even germinate. The land is not fertile. They feed most of them in Malaysia. Say they are kidding me. I carry money, come home. You think that they made money? Buy spider, this, this, that. They have sold their kidney in Malaysia.
Okay. All right. Interesting point of view.
What are we talking?
All right, thank you so much for your call. Grateful to you, PC. Well, different reasons. Different people do different things for different reasons. Maybe not justifiable in some cases. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Yes, how are you today?
Hello.
Yes, good morning to
my
you.
My name is Gibby.
All right, Gibby, sounds better now. Let's talk.
Yes, let me conclude on my talk. I said, Army followed the attack of Alas by IPOP. And I thought what we come to tell us, they don't know anything, that they are peaceful. And I want to believe them. But the question is, why have they not used their militants, the army, the ECN, to arrest these people who are causing havoc, if they are really serious? Is it they set all these people to make peace in Southeast? But is there peace in Southeast? They said that when Akinwunmi Dosakinwunmi was killed, that they will make sure that they arrest the people that killed it. It's like, how many months now? I've not seen anybody. And they often arrest people and claim that they are IPOP. They will come and say they are not IPOP.
Challenge GB, just for a moment, you know, it's the responsibility of any of the registered security operators in Nigeria to carry out arrests. Let's be clear on that. Also, do you remember ECN, IPOP and the likes of that, you know, the Nigerian government had pretty much put them on as a banned group. So when you use the word arrest for them to say they should arrest, they can only possibly have people in custody. They can't, I mean, have people under their own care, or to say, we want to hand over people to the Nigerian government, but they cannot arrest them, even if they lay claims to be able to do so.
If they know the people, why can't they
name
those people?
Yes, they can
why
name.
Why can't they name them and help the security to arrest people who are causing problems in South East? This unknown government, they are not spirit, they are there. And I'm not saying they claim people are strangers. I'm not saying any strangers that are paraded as being as unknown government.
Let me ask a very smart and a very subtle question. Do you think, this is a very quick one, do you think if people can actually name unknown gunmen, they will have done a lot of that by now? Just, it's a yes or no question quickly because of the commercials. What do you think?
If you can do, they should have done that.
Across the country?
Really? They should have done that.
That's across the country, I presume.
No, I mean in Southeast. Gunmen in Southeast.
No wahala. Thank you so much, my dear friend.
We don't feel comfortable about something in Abuja. We have a right to hear this.
Because I'm a visitor here in Abuja.
Why is it that they are
always
right there?
What's happening in Abuja?
I tell safety and police to go there and organize
them. I just come back now. I'm on Katampe Station Bridge. I want to run through inside Gwarimpa to go.
What's happening in Abuja?
What's happening? 9:30 to 12 p.m. Live on 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's
back to back and back of the biggest talk on your number one station for talk, Nigeria Info.
Nothing breaks the news like the news. Trust me, I can prove it. I'm ready. Let's take on the biggest debates on radio, provide insight, experience, and build an unforgettable discussion together. I am Femi D. Amele.
And we're back to the Morning Crossfire on your number one news, talk, and sports station, Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the show. It's 7:28 a.m. Nigerian time. Today's the fourth day now in January 2022. What are you up to? Hope your day is going as planned. It's too early for you to go off plan. So keep it on plan. If there's traffic, manage it. But keep all the goals you've set out to do today. Welcome back to the show. I'm Femi D. Amele. By the way, people send me messages on social media and other platforms from time to time. At Femi D Live is my social media connection. I thank you for all those who have sent messages. But Christmas messages, inquiry messages, and messages about some of the things we talk about. It's really exciting to read what you think on various platforms as you do so over and over again. Do the same. I also read up a lot of your comments when you do write them up on facebook.com/Nigeria Info Abuja. Yes, that's the place to go. And all day long, we're posting stories of interest for you on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Abuja. So go on, follow us on Instagram. Drop your comments. Let's talk about things. Let's interact on things that really do matter as we go on in those various platforms. It's time to read some of your messages from WhatsApp at this time. Well, the WhatsApp portal is pretty much open on 080-999, that's a 999 by the way, 30137. Pierre from Mabuchi did write, and he said, the failure of PDP made people vote in APC that did bring about banditry, hunger, pain, and mass killings in the country. Now the youths are no longer going to school, and guys are becoming fraudulent stars, while the female ones have turned to ladies who are giving their body in exchange for money. But God help us in this country. Both PDP and APC are the problem of this country. We masters contributed to the problems too. That's according to PA from Mabuchi. Upata in Central Area says, I'm trying hard to understand why you stopped short of reading some headlines, publishing the headlines by all this, even after your usual caution preamble. Upata, it's my responsibility to read. It's your responsibility to listen. If we keep it at that, we would have a good time on radio. I choose what I feel would not get us all the way things. I'm nationalistic in my nature, so that things I would not read out on the platform, even though I choose what headlines from various mediums. I don't read all the stories all the mediums put out on their publications, but I read stories of national interest. I'm not interested in disunity. So, Upata, if you have a problem with that, go on and read the stories yourself and be satisfied. Moving on. Warren Kenyado says, good morning from Jim. No more eating cow meat in eastern parts of Nigeria. Could this give them the Afro nation? That's your question. And then you go on to say, since the term failed, stop eating cow meat will also fail because of them, because they like eating cow meat. Imagine what would happen at various ceremonies and weddings. Wareke Inyado Wake did write that in. Nigeria is not qualified for direct primaries by IPAC. The people want direct primaries as well as the INEC, and democracy is the government of the people, by the people, for the people. But the AGF and PNB have decided for Nigeria what is good for both of them and what is good for Nigerians. Nigeria is not practicing democracy with the way we are. Chris from Buhari did write that in. Now, reading other stories of interest, Buhari to NDDC looters. Mere rhetorics. The forensic report shows that about 13,000 projects were abandoned. It means over 13,000 people are involved, including NDDC officers, the contractors, and some members of the National Assembly. Corruption case in Nigeria could take up to 10 years or more. At the end, the looters will be acquitted and freed for lack of evidence. Ibrahim from Suleja did write it in. And then this is a message from Laji Agbas, a direct message actually. It goes on to say, dear Ayim, it's not just about qualifying to produce the successor of Buhari, but putting yourselves together to succeed in. It must take time to wasn't. It would interest the Southeasterners to consult with the Northeasterners on how the red encounter in the region started and degenerated into what it is. If it is enviable, if it's an enviable situation, I rest my case. Large Agbas derided in. Virtue from Astro Drive says, good morning, FMD. A group said Adra is not right for direct primary. This is certainly the voice of Esau at the hand of Jacob. We know who's backing them to make such ridiculous statements. Certainly, we are not ripe for direct primaries, but we are ripe for an ending foreign loan, ripe for medical tourism to London, and also ripe for failed campaign promises. Nigeria is not ripe for direct primaries, but we are ripe for to show them. Okay, so you go on to Nigeria is ripe for not ripe for direct primaries, but we are ripe to attend the turban of Yusuf in Daura. I mean, it's the many killings going on across the country. This leadership or this governance is making Nigeria a laughingstock internationally. Communities, virtue from Astro Drive. I did paraphrase some of your message. There's a part of it that's quite sensitive. Okay, for me, the issue of direct primaries, which is only political party based and personal to party members, cannot be seen to be more broad based and more people centric than the electronic transfers of votes in general election. Secondly, it's fully hardy to hear an organization like IPOB that is seemingly an alien body to Nigerian as a nation to be dabbling into the internal political affairs of a sovereign nation like Nigeria and to recommend or even suggest direct primaries mode for Nigeria's electoral processes. Rather, IPOB should hold back on any adversary or monster seeking any political leadership from Nigeria's state until they are able to resolve their differences with Nigeria as a country. They should not be allowed to be politically ambitious and be dictatorious. Talk IPOB and same talk Nigeria. Patrick did write that in. What stories of interest? Well, IPAC, as you know them, they're responsible for what one would best describe as a group of political parties. That's the Inter-Party Advisory Council. They've been speaking recently, and they think quite a number of things to expunge mandatory direct primary clause from the amended electoral bill. They granted a press conference recently, and this is what they said about some of the issues around the electoral bill. Take a listen for yourself. Here we go.
This is Morning Crossfire.
We are of the view that much as we may cherish its perceived benefits, the country at this stage of the progress of democracy does not appear to be sufficiently ripe and prepared for the direct primary elections model in the selection of political party flag bearers. Also, against the backdrop of the Mr. President's decisive aversion to this particular provision of the electoral bill, the use of veto by the legislator may merely result in a fruitless exercise if at the end of the day, its implementation is not supported by the required funding by the executive. In summary, if we must call a spade by its name, we in the IPAC are inclined to the opinion that regard the National Assembly's position on indirect primaries as amounting to an attempt to usurp the constitutional rights of parties as to the method of choice of party flag bearers. The way out of the lockdown, in our view, in the IPAC, is for the shifting of grounds by the legislature and the executive arms of government for a compromise and amicable resolution resulting in a win-win scenario.
This is Morning Crossfire.
A win-win scenario will resolve this. That's according to how IPAC sees the situation and the need for things to go. Well, that was Yabagi Seni, IPAC chairman, speaking about this and what they need to do to resolve the issue of the Electoral Act Amendment Bill. Somebody should move the ground. But even of interest is the fact that they think they should expunge the mandatory direct primary clauses that you find in the amended bill. And yes, there's also the talk about they insinuating. Now, he clearly was stating it. Nigeria is not mature for direct primaries. That is something of interest as well. Now, let me also share with you another issue of interest this very morning. It's the issue around terrorism. And while the comments made in recent times during a live interview by Channel TV that was granted that Aliu Dume was sitting across quite a number of presenters, and he had his own thoughts and his own ideas around this. But more importantly, he said he finds himself in a position where he is now struggling to disassociate himself and his family members also disassociating themselves from pointing fingers at people who claimed he may have been a sponsor of terrorists. Take a listen.
This is Morning Crossfire.
We're tracking my phone and they said a spokesman of Boko Haram. Just because they were tracking my phone and they said a spokesman of Boko Haram called me. They went and arrested me. They didn't even ask me. They didn't do any intelligence work. They didn't do that. All I knew in the Senate president called me to say the SSS wants you to report. They have some questions. So in fact, that time I went to SSS thinking that they are going there to ask me some questions that will help in resolving this problem, because I have information since I'm from that place. They say, oh, you are a sponsor of Boko Haram. And Marilyn Wett, that their spokesman then, has already gone to press, because when I was reporting, I saw press people coming in, coming out of the place. And she was there on the TV that they have discovered, arrested the sponsor of Boko Haram. That was the word she used. It was not fair on me. I'm still battling with that. My children went through hell. But now they are saying, oh, cover these people. No. So when this government is talking about covering them, I feel we're not serious.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Are we serious? Are we serious yet? Okay, again I ask, are we serious yet? Well, that may be the prime question we'll all be attempting to answer in the 8 o'clock hour when we get to the current affairs segment of the show. Now, isn't it interesting that Aliu Dume, by the way, just in case you don't know him, Senator Aliu Dume is from Borno State. He's also the chairman of Senate Committee on Army. He's been very vocal about the plight of people from Borno State, especially people who have been terrorized, who have lost their land and lost their means of life over the years, and he has suggested so many other ways in which he thinks the executive alongside with security operators could engage the terrorists and wave them off the land in Borno State over and over again. And just to make this also clear, he also served in the Nigerian army at some point in time, so it's not just mere say that he is intelligent enough, security he's intelligent with security issues enough to be able to put up such ideas. But now, the controversy around that is the fact that he says he was barely responding to an invitation from the PSS based on the information provided by the president of the Senate for him to make an appearance and to answer questions about a call he had received from the spokesman of Boko Haram. And having responded to that, his claim is that it now turned out from the position of what did you talk about, it's almost implying what did you offer them or what was offered to them. Wait, do you think if after so many months the Nigerian government was able to turn around to go from naming unknown gunmen and all kinds of kidnappers, bandits, and eventually arriving at an agreeable situation, which many of you have called for over the years, to say, wait, we need to stop calling these guys unknown gunmen, bandits, kidnappers, call them terrorists. Call them what they are. Many of you called for that over and over again. And of course, the judiciary did certify that in the verdict recently, where they said, okay, it's time to call these guys, call these guys terrorists for who they are, for what they do. And that became the new status quo name, even though they're not known by certain names. Okay, you have Boko Haram named, you have ISWAP named, but the unknown gunmen, kidnappers, bandits, any one of them picked up is now being seen or being perceived as terrorists. And also, don't forget, the executive president of Nigeria, Muhammad Buhari, did say anybody found with AK-47 or no auto weapon or pump action weapons, as some of you would literally call them to be, should be exterminated on the spot without much interrogation. However, even during war, it's believed that some people can repent and be brought into the fold, repentance, because the Nigerian army, according to one of the generals, did say, if there are laws backing us that we are not about to commit ourselves and our efforts towards what one would call genocide, the Nigerian law says, during this war, anything you see that crawls with an attempt to terrorize or with an attempt to or with weapons against carrying arms against the nation, it should exterminate, and it will not be accounted for as genocide. It would limit, it would change the perception of how they can truly engage in the war front. Remember, Nigerian army is known to be among the top now peacekeepers in the world. So they may not want to engage in a way that down the line it's perceived that they're cruel. And in any of the words you can use, people, leaders, or should I say leadermen, who exterminate people. In fact, controversy from 2020 still hangs around them, trying to explain their role in the NSTAR situation in Lekki, where it's believed that there was a shootout, but the government says it was not a shootout, and all white paper report that indicates or insinuates that there was a shootout has been denied by the government, to say that report was not true. It's not a true reflection of what transpired. The army were there, but they never shot at people. And where are the bodies? Where are the families of the people who were slain? So you see, there's so much hanging around that. But Ndume, Ali Ndume, is saying, well, don't cover people up. Name the terrorists. You've said you could do this before. In fact, the Nigerian government, through Live Women at some point in time, talked about a publication in which they said they would actually put up names of people who have been associated with terror. And at some point in time as well, Saudi Arabia was able to provide their list. And yes, names were mentioned. What has now been done with those names is another thing to wonder about as you go on day by day. But these are realities on ground that there are to do it. Let's go into another part of the lead for today. Also of interest will have to be the response provided by the President of the Senate alongside with the Speaker of the House of Representatives as they did provide perspective with regards to the accusation being brought by President Muhammadu Buhari at them to say, well, guys, gentlemen and honorables and distinguished senator, under your leadership, the 2022 budget was padded. And yes, he said it clearly that he had, the president was very unhappy about it, that could be that document, which is an executive document, was pounded and then represented back to him, and then he had to sign because they wanted to follow through with the calendar year of the Nigerian government, which stipulates that much of the financial year would run from December and from January all the way to December. But here's the response provided by the President of the Senate and alongside with the Speaker of House of Representatives as he made an attempt to clear things up with regards to this situation. Take a listen for yourself.
This is Morning Crossfire. The
President has raised, this is a natural and logical tendency between the executive and the legislature. Sometimes our views on certain issues may not be necessarily the same kind of views that the executive would have and hold on any particular matter. So I don't think what the president did by raising some observations is something that we should worry about. I'm happy that the president signed the budget in the first place, and he said he's coming back to the National Assembly to seek for amendments or violence. The National Assembly was right in its judgment, but there's nothing wrong in the executive arm of government coming back to the National Assembly to see how we're able to dialogue and go through the process and see where the misunderstanding is.
Every year's budget is an improvement on the last one. So the transition budget, which the president spoke about, as you heard him earlier, they're even going to bring it earlier in 2023, which gives us ample time, more time to work on it, improve on it, and make it a seamless budget with seamless execution and implementation.
This is Morning Crossfire.
There you go. The speaker there of House of Representatives, Femi Gbajabi Amila, spoke second, but initially it was the voice of Ahmed Lawan, who is the president of the Senate, who responded about this. There's nothing wrong with it. Okay, so what we're looking at is a budget that left the executive arm of government to the National Assembly, signed by the president, might be on his way back to the National Assembly for addition, for amendments, for vermin, you name it, for expansion of some projects that were added, and for reinstatement of some projects that were added. It looks like the budget that we are living on as a country is still being worked on, dotting, and the Excel sheet around it, if it's an Excel sheet, still needs to be filled up. There are missing numbers and there are additions to be made down the line. Well, there's the questions. Remember on Friday, I did play, was it Friday or yesterday? Oh, yesterday I played for you what the president had clearly said about the situation and how he's unhappy, pretty much, I could use it that way, unhappy about how that has gone on with regards to that. So it leaves you with so much to wonder about and will conclude on what one would just start to imagine as what is the light of day around this situation. All right, here's another moment of interest as well. Yesterday weekend, was talking about bandits and the banditry activity as you have it in Sokoto State. He has a few ideas as regards how we arrived at that. Let me share with you what he said about our situation. Stay with me.
This is Morning Crossfire.
For what happened to innocent people of Sokoto State, where criminals came to attack the good-loving people of Sokoto State and killed a lot of our people. Of course, what affects Sokoto State affects Rivers State. We have had a long-standing relationship. And so, the people of Rivers State have told me to commiserate with you and the people of the state, that a believer that Almighty Allah knows why, and there's nothing we can do. So I'm sorry for what has happened. I will believe Almighty Allah will give the families that have lost their loved ones, give them the courage, give them the strength to bear this unnecessary loss of life. Most importantly, Your Eminence, the third one, is to sincerely thank you for the role you have been playing, for the role you continue to play in the stability of this country. You have been trying to stabilize all the religious groups, all the ethnic groups, to understand we have no other country other than one country called Nigeria. You have always spoken out, irrespective of whether it touches on Muslims, whether it touches on Christians, or whether it touches on those who don't have any religion. You have always spoken out. I have admonished government where necessary, in terms of insecurity, in terms of other crises, in terms of poverty. You have always spoken up. I have advised government on the best way and to try and see that things get better for the citizens of the country.
There you go. A little bit of what was said by Yesem Wike, as he did speak to the governor of Sokoto State, Aminu Tambuwal.
This is Morning Crossfire.
All right, that makes up a little bit of the round of known things here and there that one could also talk about as we get into the lead, as we are on the lead right now. Okay, so let me read a little bit of the messages that I did get for various platforms. Guanta Umaro Salihu, you did say he sent me a Facebook request, a friend request. Okay, I'll look into it. I'll see what happens, okay? All right, thanks for that. DJ G. Wise from Yaya says, if Imo State Governor was to name sponsors of insecurity in Imo State, his name and culture name could be on the list. Kaduna State Government wants to bomb Bushi to end bandits kidnapping. How many times will he repeat that?
have it turn into music. That's some very mean way of speaking. Noel, thanks for your insult. Thanks for that, but I'm not going to acknowledge that. It's not about how you feel. I'm not here to be a custodian of your feeling. No, it's not that. I don't have that unnecessary energy. Let's keep up with other stories. Jude from Bako says, good morning from the Happy New Year to you and Nigeria Info family. You guys are doing a great job. Please, I want to ask of one Abdul Rotimi Chibika Mechi Omagege. I no longer hear from him, sir. Jude from Bako. Okay, yes, I know him. One of our favorite callers, Abdul Rotimi Chibika Mechi Omagege. Where are you? Come outside, Jude from Bako wants to hear from you. Also wants to hear from you. Jacob Ode from Adela says, Imo State government, governor, should not make the mistake of naming anybody as sponsors of terrorism after naming them. What is next? So, knowing those who are behind the chaos in the state makes the work easy for him. Let him search for a better and permanent solution, you go on to say. All right, thanks for that. I think pretty much of the messages I can take on for now. Let me take on two calls, and then I go on a commercial break. Stay with us right here on Nigeria Info. What's your number? Oh, what's the number you can call in on? 0700-951-0000. I'm listening to you. Good morning. Let's talk.
Hello, Femi D.
Good morning.
Yes, well, whatever Wiki is saying about bandits, he should advise his friend to establish a local security outfit like Lagos did with a neighborhood watch. So the governors of Northwest are not ready to do anything.
Are you sure they're not ready to do anything? He said anything. How are you sure that they're not ready to do anything? That's a big word.
Yes, since they are not ready to work together, as you
maybe.
Go in and work together,
maybe.
They will have established their own region something.
Hmm.
That is my concern.
Okay. All right. Thanks. All right. That's being us again on that. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Femi D.
Yes, good morning. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Good morning to all listeners. Oh, who is my name? Calling for Kuba.
Good to have you on. Happy New Year to you.
On the Imo State governor said that he wants to name the sponsors of classes in Imo State. Yes. I agree with him, but he will first put his name, number one.
Why?
He put his name of former governor, Olusegun Osaigbekoja. They put my name, Okwi. That's number three.
Why? Why should you... Okwi, just help me understand you. Why do you say so? His name, Okorocha, your name?
Number one is that he's got fourth during the 2019 election. He'll be number four. Then FCC give you number one. That's why you put his name first.
Mm-hmm.
Then, Lucius Okorocha, number two, because he's one that is a member of APC. They are brought to one party.
Mm-hmm. And you?
Remember, then, Okwi,
right.
Criticizer, he put me number three. Then,
literally.
Hello?
Yes, Okwi, what you're saying is that anybody who had anything to criticize or instability in Imo State is a terrorist. Okay, that's one way of thinking about it. All right, stay with me right here. I'll be back after now.
From all of us here, have a merry, merry Christmas. 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Hey guys, who's giving us a treat? Ben, Joy, Kenny.
Put it on me, as I put it on KFC.
KFC?
Oh yes, there is more to share this season with the new KFC Festive Feast. Enjoy 12-piece bucket, 2 Zinger burgers, 3 regular fries, 3 regular rice, or moi moi, plus 1.5-liter Pepsi bottle, all for your festive delight.
I love this.
Available at all KFC outlets nationwide. KFC, it's finger licking good.
Some people will just promise you very good thing, but they go only fit give you bear. Some no go fit do pass bear. If they don't try, self, some fit struggle give you better care. But you see, glow, they no go just give you better care. They go even give you better care plus joint, self.
Therefore, when new and existing Glow users enter Glow Brekete Plus Plus, they will begin enjoy 100 Naira MP bonus data on top every first week. recharge of the month. Another 60 MB bonus on top every other recharge of the month. And another 400% call time bonus. And if you be new Glow subscriber and call, now 1,000 Naira bonus credit, then go first take knock you welcome on top all the recharge them. This one pass all four. This one now Berekete Plus Plus. Just dial *777# hash or activate new Glow SIM. Make yourself fit get joy on top your unlimited value waiting for Glow Berekete Plus Plus. Glow. Joy unlimited.
Oh baby, check out our new bumper. Eh, plus our new bed.
Everywhere palace.
Hey, wait, the bed don't follow.
Yes, so quality not vital. If you enter market, not different kind of mattress and bed you go take your eyes see. But if you want durable and confirmed mattress, then Vital Foam are your best shots. Vital Foam mattress, don't shook eye on top better research and development to make sure that you get quality. Quality not Vital Foam.
Hello, sweetie. Thank you. I love you, Dad. I see the Vital Foam bed, mattress, pillows, duvet, and bed sheets. They make great for bed, though.
Oh, yes. They make great for bed.
Oh, yeah. Papa, enter any Vital Foam accredited dealer nationwide or go online on top www.vitalfoamng.com to place your order today. Vital Foam, the fine art of living.
In the comfort of your home, on your way to work, in the midst of your daily activities. Your Let's Talk station is here to keep you informed. Only on your number one for talk, 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's Talk.
Let's Talk.
I'm often asked, why do I do a political show? Well, it has to be because of one of my favorite political quotes, the Gessner philosophy.
Gessner philosophy.
And it says,
the right leaders feel a sense of urgency in good times and bad, whether facing threat or opportunity. No matter what, they are obsessed, afflicted with a creative compulsion and inner drive for progress burning hot coals in the stomach that remains constant, whether facing threat or opportunity.
This is what I also believe, that there's a sense of urgency that needs to be done with every right leader. And that is why I do the show. This, I believe, I am Billy D. Amelie.
5.1.
All right, welcome back to the show. In 60 seconds or thereabout, the news update will be on. But I found some stories of interest for you that we want to take on. 38-year-old Khadija Okuno Lamidi becomes first female to declare interest in 2023 presidency. Walks resumes today after New Year holiday, and that's also on board. Visitors to presidential villa now to undergo daily is the word now, COVID-19 tests. FCT Police Commissioner orders arrest of policewoman for allegedly boiling knee's hand in Kubwa, Abuja. And then police investigate kidnap of bride-to-be Famat Paul in Boko's Plateau State as well. And then you have unidentified gunmen attack several Kaduna villages. 52 kidnapped victims regain their freedom in Zamfara State. All right. Then you have gunmen invade palace of Eze Imo in Olu, Imo State as well. These are some of the leading conversations for today. Stay with us right here on Nigeria Info. We'll be back after now. The news update is next. This is Morning Crossfire with Femdi Live.
In the comfort of your home, on your way to work, in the midst of your daily activities.